This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Good morning, Darren. NAWRO. Show you on Detroit with a good signal this morning. How you doing?
Hi, Tim. Mike. Can we bring...
I copy your last barely, Darren. It looks like you are over the RSSI limit on Detroit. I show you now at 122. And I don't know what to say. Try again. All right, Darren, maybe conditions aren't good for you. I see my signal at 92 on Mount Clemens. Yours was over the threshold this morning. We'll try again another time. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. I'll be clear QSO, but listening.
Yeah, hey, WRO, this is N8ZC. I have a question, if you don't mind, for you.
Yes, sir. Happy to try to answer it. URO, North Macomb County. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, good morning, Tim. Name yours, Carrie, and I'm coming to you via the Bancroft machine. But my question is, and I've been thinking about this for a while listening to you guys, as to how are you monitoring the different hands on different locations amongst the MI5 group, let alone their signals, how they're doing into the repeater. I'm wondering, maybe are you one of the system operators or some special dashboard you guys are looking at or what?
Ah, yay, a question I can actually answer. No, I'm just a member of Macomb ARPSC, but they gave us a nice dashboard, and if you're prepared to copy, I'll give you the URL. And it is, since they developed the Last Heard dashboard, quite interesting when you're, you know, trying to evaluate new radios or signals and that, of course. The URL, the short URL would be mi5.cc. I say again, mi5.charlie. When you get to their main page, on the top of the ribbon, it should say DMR, and on the drop-down of the DMR, go to the Last Heard page. And in fact, if you're able to do that now, I can stand by, and you should see my signal drop in, and yours as well, and you're at a really good 89.
Happy to hear your voice fully, not sounding like a robot. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Hey, look at that. Yeah, I've had their website bookmarked, and I've never paid attention to that Last Heard. I just learned something new today. How about that? And Echo Tango Quebec, I see he's on the Detroit machine, and I'll give it back to him, I guess. Thank you for answering that question, Tim, if you want. I'm going to sit here and can be in the rotation or let you guys carry on. Either way, I don't care. I was just curious, but that's handy to have. I'm going to start watching that along with the hotspot dashboard. Go ahead. NHZC.
Yeah, no problem, Terry. Ever since they developed that, it's like, yep, got to kind of have that on one of my monitors off to the side if I'm going to be doing any statewide one stuff. And, Darren, your signal is coming in better now. You are at 102, so I don't know if you moved around or if you're mobile or whatever, but, again, we show you on the Detroit here at 102. Go ahead, Darren, and then send it over to Carrie.
Yes, I am on the road right now. I've just driven by the GM Tech Center building thing, and that's where the signal is really, really horrible, and that generally ends up being horrible sometimes. But on either side of it, I end up being able to get in, it seems like. So, there you go. I'm almost at work. Kilo Fox Trot 8 there, go Tango Kobo.
Well, very good. This is going to be a handy little utility. I'll keep a window open on the other monitor here as well. But, anywho, yeah, I'm only, a couple of miles as the crow flies from the Bancroft machine, and generally can hit it pretty good with the HT. And so that's what I'm doing at the moment. And, let's see, as I understand it right there, Tim, that the RSSI, if it's above 120, you're doing good. Am I remembering that right? Because I know Jeff made a comment there, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago, or somebody did anyway. Over to you, Tim.
NAWRO. Yeah, that's correct. The threshold is a ballpark of 120. And when Darren first started this morning a little bit ago, he was just, you know, it can still get bad at 119. There's no exact science to it. But, yeah, when you get above 120, it's not quite making it. And, and it's nice to have you can tell what machine they're coming down on, what tower. And I took their website and actually made a map for our group with all pins open. So I forget now if there's 33 or whatever. They do reuse the frequencies. So, but it's nice. Yeah, and I'm looking at your Bancroft one that you're on, 443.3125. And, of course, if I look around, they repeat that frequency. Not sure if that one is, but so, you know. Your radio might say Bancroft, but, you know, if you're up in north, you might be on something else. So it's an interesting system, and I'm going to be on the road shortly, so not today, but, you know, in the next week. So I head over to the Eden Rapids area, so I have to figure out, you know, which machines I'm going to end up using. I don't have the automatic roam like Motorola does, so I'll have to kind of plan my I'll be on the Lansing machine and then the Gansville, I believe. Grass Lake is a good one for, and Novi as well for the Ann Arbor area, southwest Ann Arbor. But, yeah, it's interesting. You got to get to know if you're going to do the road trip. You got to get to know what you're going to be using. So, all right, guys, I'm going to make this my last, but I'll probably end up still monitoring. You get me some breakfast. So I'll sign and then turn it over to Darren, see if you're at work, Darren, if you want to pick it up. If not, then it'll be carried.
Well, it must be Darren's out of there and gone into work. Anyway, well, thank you, Tim. Yeah, I'm fairly familiar with the MI5 and listen to you guys quite a bit, actually. I do more sandbagging than talking. but anyway, yeah, I'm familiar with all the different locations and how the frequencies, you know, are shared and all that. But this new HT, I got to figure out how to make roaming work, because I actually did a road trip about a week ago over to Mason, and well, I didn't have something set right because it wasn't roaming. But, yeah, and, you know, that's how it goes. That's how you learn new equipment, I guess, is trial and error. But anyway, thanks for answering my question, and you guys have a great day, and be safe out there. And I'm going to go make me a cup of coffee. NAZC.
Yeah, I copy your last. Have a good one. NAWRO, clear.
WAV. KE8FGW, monitoring. Statewide 1.
K8BCW, Harbor Springs.
K8BCW.
K8BCW, Harbor Springs.
KF8EDQ on the mobile, statewide 1.
W8RIT.
W8. Didn't mean for that to happen. W8DD mobile.
Hey, Wally. N8WRO.
I wonder what happened to you. Got to John a little bit today. He said, are you still around? He said, no. He said, you were drinking.
Yeah, that is correct. Daughter took off Monday and Tuesday. So over the weekend, it was more like a 3-day, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we had them over. So it was a good time was had by all. But I think the 7-year-old gave me her cold, so I've got something going on with that. But, they're all gone. Everything's good now.
Except they left you the cold. Here's the memories.
Yeah, except for that. It was fun, though, seeing them run around the backyard here, so a lot more room for them to run around. They got a fenced-in yard where they're at in Dexter, but it's just not quite as big as mine, and they got the nature trails out back, so my daughter took them for a nice long hike out back there, and they went exploring in the woods, and it's fun stuff kids like to do.
Very good. I heard I'm real busy day at work today, so I was catching bits and pieces logs as they were going across the bottom of my screen. I haven't had a chance to read them, but I guess they're simulcasting the launch tonight on VHF and UHF. Probably something went wrong.
Let's see, David, W8RIT, not quite making it. Looking on the dashboard, you're over the threshold, so maybe let a few miles go by or something and maybe try again. I guess they're pushing it out there, the launch at 6:30 or whatever it is. I don't know when they're going to start, but I guess we're going to stay connected for that because a lot of guys want to listen to that. Go ahead, Wally, and then we'll leave a spot for Dave if he's down the road a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I had heard some, a lot of digital noise and a couple of letters in there, but I didn't hear, and I thought, okay, Tim just smoked his Kinect systems. Go ahead. Number 3 there, I'm not sure. RIT, maybe I thought I had heard. Heavy Victor Delta.
Well, nothing heard. Maybe in a little bit. But, that was Whiskey 8, Romeo IT, RIT. So, anywho, grandkids are gone. I'm going to probably take one of those sirens on the siren test. There's the one at 33 and M19, so I'll do that on Saturday.
Front row, so I'm live. Not Wally. Go ahead and pick it up. This is W8RIT.
You're not cutting it. Only got not Wally and your call sign. But you are a little better. Tim, where is he on the dashboard?
124. So, no. That's a no-fly zone there. 124. Yeah, Dave, W8RIT, let a few more miles go down and maybe we'll try it again. It's not quite enough. But I do show you're in the Mount Clemens, so you are local. So you're not that far away for whatever that's worth. But I caught, like Wally said, caught a little bit of that, but pretty much most of it was not there. So, apparently Lance Cruz is asking for volunteers on the siren checks for Saturday. So I signed up for the 33-mile. And in an 18 one. Truth be told, I didn't even know there was a siren right up there, 33-mile M19, just outside of town. Go ahead, Wally, and I'll leave a spot for Dave.
Yeah. Mike talked to me today a little bit about it, and I'll update you on the bat phone. But he asked me about that too, and I'll leave it alone. I'll tell you what, I'll talk on the phone when I get back home. So, but yeah, other than that, nothing else much going on. I've been programming radios. I got RCY's handheld done, his cold plug. I just have to push it, and then I got to do one for his mobile. I did give him our simplex ones, so we're down there. Maybe he could help relay or something like that, because he is fairly high in the sky, and he is down in Warren Land, so those two would be a good plus.
Guys, carry on without me for a bit. I appreciate it. I'll see by jumping back in. I'm Clemens, but I'm nearby, and I'm not certain why I'm not getting into the Detroit stronger, so uncertain. So if I'm not making it, you're not able to hear me, so not good for a conversation. So I'll try to do it when I can be heard. So carry on without me, gentlemen, for a bit. W-A-R-I-T.
Yeah, copy that, David. Caught most of that, but yeah, you were at 123 again, so something's not quite up with that. So we'll let you drop out for now. Appreciate that. And, yeah, Wally, we can talk about the other, just give me a call on the back phone later. No issues. But they're still asking for volunteers, and I saw that one site was open. So, yeah, I'll buzz up there and watch it on Saturday at 1 o'clock and see if it works. I used to do it years ago. Too long ago to remember. So, other than that, may or may not go out to Eaton Rapids on the holiday coming up. Not sure. Depends on how half of the family is feeling. If they're not feeling good, then we're going to cancel. Over to you, Wally. N-A-W-R-O.
W-A-T-D. Yeah. We're doing it this year. I got to come up your neck of the woods, maybe grab a cup of coffee or something tomorrow afternoon. I went to Weiss's, ordered a roast beef and a ham from that place. I like that place right there by your guys' post office. So we went there and ordered those two. And so I should be up there. But if you're free for a cup of coffee about 3, 4 o'clock, something like that, you can do something like that.
Yeah, understood. Let's play it by ear, though, because I seriously won't want to get you sick if this turns into anything worse than what it is. Remains to be seen. But, yeah, Weeks Market, oh, those guys, they're good. But, yeah, no matter where you get it like that, you know, it's expensive. It just is. It doesn't really matter where you get it. So you might as well get it someplace that does you right, you know, as far as getting you what you want.
Yeah, they're a little bit more than Myers and a little bit less than Nino's and Joe and Vince's. So, you know, and I think the quality is up there. I'm kind of a firm believer is you get what you pay for. So I don't mind spending a couple extra bucks, especially for roast beef, because half of them don't like ham. You know, and he told me another thing really interesting, you know, because they got some really high-end butchers there. And he told me another thing. He said, did you know you're not supposed to cook a ham? You're supposed to take it out and let it get to room temperature and serve it that way. He said you're not supposed to put it in the oven.
Paul, out of all the little pieces of wisdom you've talked to me about, I actually know that one because I buy all those honey-baked hams for the family usually. And that's the way I like it. You just let it get up to room temperature. Maybe not quite room temperature, but no. One year, my brother-in-law put it in the oven, and it was all right, but it's never really warm anyway. It's not steaming or piping hot. I just like it served cold, like you said. I think that's the right way to do it with those. But the same thing for this Easter now. Everybody there except for myself and maybe one other person doesn't like ham. So, well, why am I getting it then? Let's just do turkey.
Yeah, well, we went with a smaller ham, and I don't know what size the roast was. Looked like an average-sized roast, and we did that. That I got to cook. He told me to cook that up to like 120 degrees and pull it. And just let it set. He says it'll continue to cook it itself to like 130-something. And he says that will give me medium rare. So I did like that. But, yeah, I didn't know that. All these years, I didn't know that you weren't supposed to warm it up. You weren't supposed to put it in the oven. You weren't supposed to do any of that stuff. And I was, okay, so that was a new one on me. You should have told me.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. And you want to talk about prices. Ooh, honey baked hams. Oh. And, of course, with the big family, like on Christmas, at the one closed pub facility up here, we had, I think I told you, we had 50 people. Now, that includes all the little kids, too. But, you know, so it'd be, like, less adults. But still, 50 people. So I had a little, I think it was 11-pound ham. I had that. And then, of course, they had, like, two turkeys. And, you know, that was enough. We still had leftovers, so it was good. Potluck is what we do, and then we just bring it over there, and we can use their facilities to clean things up. So it really does work out.
W-A-R-I-T, are you back? Well, let's throw your call out there. We'll see where your digits are.
Okay. Yes, I'm here. 7 mile and 94, so maybe you could comment on, see if my signal strength has improved.
Camera's Godward.
Stand by. We are waiting for it to drop in now. There's always a little... Oh, you were... No, you're good. No, David, you're good now. You're at 112, and that was a good copy anyway, so... I'm going to reverse order here. David, back to you and send it to Wally.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get an active, too, with some of the siren testing in it, too. So I guess they're probably getting the ones that are outer limits of the county to wrap up so they can progressively get 100% across it here. So pretty darn simple to do. It only takes 10 minutes to active, maybe longer a period of time to travel. But tell me this on the next time, Tim, but pass it back to you. But do they still do that in a... Like after the test, meeting up, maybe everybody grab a bite to eat somewhere. If they do anything like that for a social activity.
Where do you live?
Yeah, Dave, I forgot what area are you at, because this is a Lance Cruz deal, so I'm looking at their list, and they got a few sirens open still. But what general area? Are you at? And yes, my understanding is they do something in Shelby Township afterwards. I'm not going to attend that because I'm all the way up here in Richmond. But go ahead, Dave. I'll let you know what general sirens are open still.
Upcoming Saturday because I got plans. Tonight I'm in the pretty much the farthest southwest corner of Macomb County. I'm basically by. Well, 9 mile in Jackson, 9 mile in Greater Mac, that's right in there.
Yeah, the closest they might have would be Jefferson and New Baltimore, Jefferson and Miller Court. But you know what, I tell you what, when you get home, just go to Lance Cruz's webpage and look at the siren area, and they got this spreadsheet there. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 sirens are open. You know, if you want to pick one, help them out. That'd be cool. Wally, I'll send it over to you. This is NAWRO over to WA Victor Delta.
Well, what about the siren here at New Baltimore, County Line Road? Don't open, Jim.
I am looking. I got 24 and Foster Road. Somebody else has already got that. And I think that's the only new Baltimore. You know, I'm not sure this is a complete list. Maybe they just picked the ones they haven't done for a while. But, yeah, that one on 24 Mile and Foster Road is covered by someone already. Go ahead, David. Send it to Wally.
Okay. Thanks for the tip, because I was aware of that in the past, but I'm going to have to go take a look at their website there. get the list as far as it goes, but I say this upcoming month I'm going to have to skip, but I can get it, you know, future times. And maybe you have to tell me too there, Tim. I haven't listened, to be honest with you, in quite a while. What frequency do they have the net on for the siren testing then? For Macomb County specifically. But I know they used to have it on a couple of different ones, mostly the Mecca, W8MAC. So I don't know, do they have it there or do they go to like the Echo repeater for Lance Cruz?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with ARPSC. It's all Lance Cruz. So my understanding, it's on the Lance Cruz repeater. But you can also just, you know, I think send an email in, and they have this Google Sheet form. You can just fill it out on the form. But if you're a ham, you can, apparently they have a net, and it would be on the Lance Cruz radio there, not us, so... back over to Wally for now.
Yeah, I'm surprised this one here in Baltimore isn't on that list. But there is one right on County Line, about a mile north of Green Street. So maybe not even a mile. It's right there on the side of the road. So one of the electronic ones that spins around. So I know it works. And I know the one in town works because they blow it every day at 6 o'clock. I think at noon, too. So, yeah, they blow it at noon and at 6 o'clock. So, but, yeah, that's but I'll check, you know, we'll see if that's on the list or not. I'm not able to get to that one. That's how the day goes. But, heck, I could hear that one from my house. That one works pretty good. Yeah, I was telling, I got a funny one for you. You see that post on Facebook was put out by the Lansing, you probably didn't, but it was put out by the Lansing Professional Firefighters Union about today they implemented their new electric fire truck. Did you see that?
N-A-W-R-O. Oh, no, I did not see that. I gotta see that.
Well, basically, it was saying that, you know, if you have to call for a fire truck, could you please have an extension cord outside? So the truck could have something to plug into. It was an April Fool's joke, but you would not believe how many people bit it or bit into it.
All right, that was a good one. That's funny now. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, the extension cord, yeah, that would have been a dead ringer for me as far as that goes. Water and electricity, just don't mix. We do a little bit of electrical work ourselves, and I've got a coworker that I work with sometimes who likes to put his coffee cups on top of electrical panels, and I'm telling him, well, that's not such a good idea with me because I can be a klutz, and I don't need any action like that happening. Yeah, one thing I'd like to do is I'd like to see about reverse engineering, I guess, maybe a little bit of some of the siren testing by radio, see if I can... kind of decrypt some of it. Not for like any illegal purposes or anything like that, because I think there had been a story that I had read about. There was, I think it was in Dallas, somebody had actually done it, that they had actually been able to figure out how to, by radio, remotely activate the sirens there. No, I have no desire to do anything like that. Just a little bit of information to learn something a little bit, I guess. Anyways, over to you there, Tim, and I'll probably be in here for one more go-around, and then I should be at the homestead.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. I really don't know how that works, because like Wally, what you're saying, I always knew here in town for Richmond, we had a south siren and a north siren. Well, this one isn't anyone that I even knew was there. It's obviously the county siren that's just north of town on 33 and M19. So they don't list the two sirens in town that I know about. So I really don't. I don't know why this list is obviously not all inclusive. But it appears to be organized by when they last inspected them. Like the one I'm looking at was, it's been 265 days. They had two in Bruce Township, one in Romeo. It's been 355 days. So there must be a method to their madness. Those are the priority ones. Those are all covered already. But so yours probably exists, but I don't know why they weren't I don't really know why they went on the list. Go ahead, Wally.
I'm wondering if it's because they're not owned by the city and not the county. It's just a thought. You know, I don't know for sure. That's just me taking a wild guess out of the air. I wonder if it's, that's the reason. You know, maybe the city of New Baltimore does it. Maybe they're the ones that, you know, own the sirens and pop them off and, you know, things of that nature. So that would be my only guess of why that's probably not on the list. They just send a cop there when they go off and say, hey, tell me if it's making noise. That could be what that's about. So other thing I was going to tell you, but I'm going to step out here. I'm going to run into the pharmacy here real quick. Is that, remember I was telling you about, you know, the way of the future is going to end up being like cellular type radios. All the radios, all the Disney people, including their officers, they dropped all the DMR stuff, and they're using all LTE cellular radios now. That's all the employees had. That's all the people had. That's all the officers had. They had all cellular radios on them. So they basically looked like an old, they were brand new, but they looked like an old BlackBerry. We can talk about it a little bit later. And I Googled it, and that's what they're doing. No more DMR stuff. They only use VHF for the parades and the fireworks, and that's it. So WRIT, for you, we do have a breakfast coming up. Next time we chat, we'll tell you about it. It's the second Sunday of the month. It's up here in New Haven if you're interested in joining us. And I'll let you finish this out, and I'll listen out, but I won't be around after this. WV.
Okay, I have also, I'll be my last here. And right. Getting back into ham radio, a little temporary hiatus on, you know, doing ham radio. But other radio aspects for the hobby. So, anyways, I'll talk with you, gentlemen, later.
Copy that, gentlemen. I will be clear as well. You both have a good one. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Clear.
NAWCB,
why didn't you? K8YNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Hope you had a good day at work. Sounds like kind of an interesting experience tonight there with the NASA broadcast. But anyway, how you doing there today?
Yeah. You know what? Not bad. Not bad. Glad to be out of work. It was a busy day today, but we managed through it. So not bad. Not bad. Just a scheduling update here for you. Tomorrow, I have the day shift off, and I'm working tomorrow night. One of my coworkers lost a family member, so she's on bereavement. So I picked her shift up for tomorrow night and possibly Friday night.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear about that. Man alive. I know the one, I won't mention name on the air, but you know, the one person lost a spouse, and I'm sorry to hear about that. I'm just don't know what to say, but definitely my thoughts and prayers go out to them.
Yeah. So it sounded like it was expected, but it's hard. So I figured I would help out, lend a hand, and so do with that, and probably Friday night. So
okay. Well, at least, like you say, at least it'll be able to help them out there. I know you guys had planned to go to service this Friday night, but you know, it's just one of those things. Like you say, to be able to help them out there.
So, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you can do, and Like I said, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear about that. Glad that things went well today at work, and at least everybody's going home, and you're going home as well. That's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. How was your day today? What did you end up doing?
Basically, did the laundry today. Not a whole lot else. Too chilly to work outside. I don't know. I might go for a walk. Oh, yeah, I did. I also I made some cornbread, so I've got that for the next three days or so. But it's just been too chilly to go outside. So I don't know. I might go for a walk. I'll have to see.
Cornbread's a good meal, a good snack to have. It's like this there for a good meal. But good stuff. It only seems like it was yesterday. It was 70 degrees.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. It's like, bring back spring, but I hear it's supposed to be warmer tomorrow and over the next couple of days. So I guess that's to be expected in the early spring, I suppose. But man, I definitely miss getting outside, and the sinuses and are feeling it there. NAWCB.
I hear you. It's a bit chilly this morning. It wasn't horrible, but definitely a little bit nippy out, so that's right. I'm looking forward to the warm weather. I heard we might get some storms, potentially some storms tomorrow, so again, we'll see how that works. So, I don't think anything severe, but you never know.
Yeah, I hear it's supposed to be a variety of weather day here in the state tomorrow. Like you say, I don't think we're on the severe side, but we might get some storms. I know there's supposed to be some on the west side of the state. I know Lee and Melissa, they're under a winter weather advisory. They might have a little ice, and I hear there's some snow way up north. So I guess we can't complain too much in that way with our weather today, even if it's just a day. Better than having all that snow.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. I'll take the cold weather over the snow there. Yeah, sometimes here this next couple of weeks, I got to get up on the roof, check the coax, kind of do an antenna jacking, feed line and jack, make sure everything's all ready for the summer.
Yes, that definitely better, good to be able to get up on the roof. It's a little bit warmer. It's not windy or anything like that, but it'll be a good time to do that, do a spring check, and like I say, just make sure your connections are good and, the antenna's secure up there and everything is in order for the spring for you. That'll be great.
So trying to keep up on things and keep up on the radio maintenance. So my next step is after that, I've got to do an antenna for the car and run the power lights through the firewall there and get it plugged into the battery itself, and then we'll be cooking with oil.
Absolutely there. Yeah, you'll have to, like I say, you'll have to get that, your wiring there so you're not losing power, and that way you can get it to the battery safely and be able to do that and get your base station in order, just to check up and get a new antenna. You can definitely do those spring tune-ups there on the radio equipment.
Yeah, keeps everything in check and, you know, good to go. I'd rather, you know, find out something now that down the road and just have to replace for it than that's what I need, so.
Yeah, that preventative maintenance is a good thing. I agree there. Like I say, definitely a must, especially after hard winter and the weather takes a connection there it takes a toll there on the connections and how the antennas secure and everything to that effect. And maybe hopefully it's not rubbing against something where causes the coax to become damaged or anything like that. So, yeah, those preventative things work out pretty well there. If you're able to check SWR, that type of thing is also.
Yeah, I actually have one of the meters, part of my preventative maintenance. I hooked it up in the spring and went to the fall just to make sure everything was copacetic. So if you ever need to borrow it, though, I've got one. Need to borrow.
NAWCBI, and I appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, I used to have one. Of course, it was old, and I know when we were, I think the last time I saw it, it probably was a good 20 years old or so. So it's probably, but anyway, yeah, I definitely used to do that in CB days. I'd check, like you say, maybe three times a year and just make sure, the SWR looked good there on the base. And it's a nice thing even to be able to have it, check it on the, your radio in the car, check your antenna that way, helps out a lot.
It does. I know this antenna is running kind of wonky, so I'm planning on replacing it because SWR is way off on this one. But that's right. We'll get it replaced hopefully here in a couple of weeks, and be as good as it.
Yeah, it's hard, especially in you're piecing antennas together, or again, you're dealing with connections and that kind of thing. So, yeah, especially if your SWR is high, because again, you're losing power and that. So, I'm sure that'll probably be a good help to you.
Oh yeah, for sure, it will. Be good. I might replace the base on this one too, but we'll see. See what the money brings and go from there. I got longevity coming up here in a couple of weeks, so get some radio stuff with it. Kind of go from there. Okay, what do you do?
Yeah, longevity. Yeah, that's a good thing. I always liked longevity pay. That was something I know we had at Clinton. I had it at Shelby, and they took it away. I didn't agree with it as a negotiator, but I was kind of outnumbered on that one. So I still scratch my head on that one today. Longevity is a nice thing to have, and so. It's a good way. Again, you can get some upgrades there for your equipment, your antenna, or whatever you need there.
Yeah, I'm actually one of the few that still get it because the next year when they passed it, and then the following year after that, they ended up reducing the amount that you get, and then anybody that's new coming in now doesn't even get that, so.
Yeah, I didn't like that years ago when they would do that, and that was again a thing that they started doing at Clinton, and I didn't care for that. It didn't seem fair for the newer people coming in if they whether it was health insurance or whether it was longevity or vacation days or whatever type of benefit or pay. I wasn't really, didn't really care for it, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't a negotiator at Clinton, and during that area that you kind of had to kind of take care of yourself, I suppose. NAWCB. Yeah, no, I get it. I get why they did it, because it costs a lot to do, but like still, I don't feel it's fair for anybody else coming in. It doesn't give you incentives or anything like that, so it's kind of, I feel like it kind of robs the new people of it, but I don't know. Who am I, I guess? Yeah, I agree with that. Who am I? The thing they threw at us at Clinton was, well, you can either negotiate that or, you know, there's going to be layoffs. And it's like, well, you don't want to see people laid off and other, you know, lose benefits, I suppose, and lose your job, of course. We know the end result of that years ago. They definitely don't have a Station 60 dispatch anymore. It's now with the county. But anyway, that's all water under the bridge, I suppose.
We can't afford to do this, so we need to cut this in order to be able to make your paychecks. And you guys like getting paid, and, woe is me, time's tough, and this, that, and the other thing, all these other song and dance, and then people cave. But, like I said, who am I?
I agree with that. Who am I? Is right. Back in the day, and I know you're probably thinking the same thing, just thankful to have a job, to go to work and bring home a paycheck. Go and do the best you can and give it your best during the day and, able to at least take care of your family, take care of the needs at home.
Yeah, that's for sure. As long as my paycheck's correct, as long as my PTO is fine, I don't complain. So I just try to keep my head down and do my job.
That's it. That's the best thing you can do, do your best, be faithful at it, and just trust God with the rest there.
Indeed. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in and relax and enjoy the evening. Remember, tomorrow I'm 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. So if you're on the radio, I'll catch you on the radio on the way to work. But if you guys need anything, let us know, and take it easy tonight. Enjoy your evening. Get a walk. Enjoy your walk, and enjoy dinner. But looking forward to chatting tomorrow.
That sounds like a plan. It sounds like you're right on time there, too. You'll be able to head in there with the kids and hopefully be able to hear NASA there tonight. So I won't delay you, but good talking with you. Thanks for the ride along. Good conversation tonight. But get some rest, and we'll try to be listening there tomorrow afternoon, probably around 5-ish, 5:30-ish, I guess, and we'll go from there. But tell everyone hello, and 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good there, Dad. Enjoy your evening. 73s to you, and 88s to you and Mom. KYNU, clear.
This is N670Y doing quick test. 1, 2, 3, WAPD.